And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Mexa. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. The Fred Hall Long Beach show starts 10 a.m. this morning, but we're having fun down here in the Seaview Rotunda at the very bottom of the lobby. Take the escalator down, and you'll see us down here, and we're giving away some amazing prizes. Don't forget, if you want to step up to the mic and ask a question, you have a chance to win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. I'll mention, too, that the Maui Jim display at Dana Landing in the hall here has an optometrist. You have a prescription. Maui Jim makes the best prescription sunglasses available, and you can get them done right here at the show today in the Dana Landing booth. But see Gary, right? Is it right? Right? We're going to see Gary or one of the guys. Ask them, or Cowboy's got them. The Cowboy, you know how you identify the Cowboy? He's the guy with the cowboy hat on. And Cowboy will sign you up and get you up to the mic here. And even if we don't get to your question, we'll put you in the running there for sure. And a lot of other prizes we're giving away, too. And so come on down and join us for this final hour of the show.
Absolutely. If you want to give us a call this morning, too, a great opportunity on the phones. One lucky caller is going to win a set of tickets, two tickets, to go to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar coming up right around the corner. So if you want to get through on the phones, maybe you're driving up to the Fred Hall Show Long Beach right now, give us a call, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. You're going to get in and hopefully get a chance to win a couple of tickets to Fred Hall Del Mar.
There you go. Yeah, we have John Yurdy from Mammoth Lakes here, Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters, Tim Lockwood, Central California Hunting, and James and John, Inland Boat Center, and, of course, the one and only Bart Hall is here, too. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely packed up. How about we talk to Ron, who's calling us from Pebble Beach this morning. Good morning, Ron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Ron, good morning.
I wanted to have a question about electronics. Do they sell electronics at the show?
There's tremendous display of electronics, right, Bart? I know our sponsor Simrad is here, and they have a fantastic display of Simrad electronics, and they do sell them here too, right?
Yeah, I believe this is the largest display of electronics at any boat show in California. And it's all spearheaded by Johnson Hicks Marine. That's a really interesting story. He's actually from up north in the San Francisco area, but he does more business down here than any local marine electronics people. And he even does it into San Diego. And as a matter of fact, this year he'll be coming to San Diego with his booth for the first time.
He is going to be at the San Diego show.
And so, okay. But, yeah, marine electronics section is huge. There's the great guys in there. They know everything about it. They can outfit your boat. Anything you want on your boat you can buy here at the show. It's really, that's one of the highlights if you're a boater.
And the cool thing is it's all in one zone,
exactly,
too.
Yeah, right. It's beautiful.
You just walk around. You can see every manufacturer.
Yep.
See all the new technology. It's pretty dynamic.
Yeah, well, if they're not here, you probably don't want them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Ron, we're putting Simrad Electronics on the boat right now, and it was really cool because they have a giant display of not only the system that we put in, but every system that those guys make. And then you can literally have an expert walk you through everything. It's one of those things like, you know, any new electronics, when you get it, if you're not an expert, you'll probably use it to the most basic capabilities. Well, now you have a guy walking you through every step of it. You want to set your screens up like this, and here's how you move through this, and it's awesome, and that's the benefit of getting to come up here, is you'll see every manufacturer and somebody show you how to use it.
Yes, that's true. And then one other feature we have is we have the Lowrance Learning Center, and you have to go to the Lowrance factory booth, sign up. I believe the times are 3 and 5 today. I'm not sure. Check the program. Or check the app, or check fredhall.com. But you go to Lowrance Learning Center, we have computers and and all set up, and it's limited. You have to sign up. And they'll walk you through all of your Lowrance electronics.
Hands-on.
Yeah, hands-on. They're showing you how to do it right there. You're sitting at a table with a console, and they'll walk you through, teach you stuff that you didn't know about the things that you own.
Yeah, indeed. That's great. Hey, thanks a lot for their phone call this morning. I'll tell you what, James and John at Inland Boat Center, you guys, when you're selling a boat, an electronics package is an important part of that boat, right?
Well, absolutely, and at this show, beyond the discounts that Inland are placing on the boats, there's incentives from Defiance that are also a denomination of dollars, but also we're including Raymarine units on any of the boats that are bought here at this show.
Including free electronics?
That is correct.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Free. All that new touchscreen from Raymarine?
Depending on the boat, different models are available, but yeah, there are some touchscreens.
Wow.
In there.
And you guys do all the installation, everything? Have a full installation department?
We will handle the installation back at the shop.
All of that. Wow. Very good.
That's cool. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com report with a man, your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is online. It's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Jump see Jeff and the gang at the show today and at Del Mar, and you can see why Terrafin is a must-have for your next fishing trip and take advantage of those great show specials. Ask Jeff to show you the Terrafin mobile app. We've been talking about it quite a bit, but it's one of those things that you have to see to really value how great it is. You can download the charts on your mobile device and take it with you anywhere you go. Check Terrafin.com for more details, or, again, see them at Fred Hall today in Long Beach or all week at Del Mar Show. We got the man standing by, Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning, Bart. Thanks for coming over yesterday and watching the show. Guys, we're having a great time up there at the Fred Hall Show. It's just wonderful. So many people. It's neat to see the industry's doing so well because you can't even walk up and down the aisles. There's so many people there grabbing the great deals that are happening at the show. I will be up there today speaking at 11 o'clock and then again at 4 o'clock once on the saltwater stage and then once at the saltwater tank. And I got tons of stuff to give away from all my sponsors. So you guys definitely want to come up there today and check it out. The rain's supposed to be all done by the time we open the doors at the show. So you guys need to come up and check it out. As far as what's going on the water, guys, rockfish, rockfish, rockfish. It's been a very, very good week of rockfish fishing for all the local sport boats up and down the coast. They've just had a phenomenal rockfish bite. Over in San Clemente Island, there's a sprinkling of yellowtail. Some days it gets really good. Every day they seem to get a few yellows mixed in with the rockfish. Pretty good bass fishing over at Catalina. Lots of that bigger grade bonita, that 5 to 6 pound bonitas all over the front side of Catalina. Sprinkled it with some yellowtail. And then, like I said, back on the coast, rockfish, rockfish, rockfish. We'll see what happens after this little blow we're going to get tomorrow. I would say good day to stay home tomorrow and Tuesday and maybe get back out there after it on Wednesday. But I would just wait and see what this weather's going to do, guys. And that's my report for today. I'll see you all at the show today.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dave. Thanks. Nice to see you at the show. And, of course, fishdope.com is sponsoring this report. You got to check it out. They're giving great deals at the fishdope.com booth there, right there at BD Outdoors and fishdope.com. See him at the show.
If you've never been to a Dave Hansen seminar, wear your helmet and a seatbelt.
Okay.
It's a wild ride, and you need to go see him do a seminar.
He is very entertaining.
He is very entertaining.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Dave, thanks a lot for all that. We'll see you at the show.
All right, I'll see you guys in a couple hours. Thank you for that, Bart. And Kelly and I will be wandering around in a few hours.
See you, Dave. Very good. Hey, John from Mammoth Lakes, I have a question. You said that June in Mammoth Lakes is going to be Learn to Fish Month.
Yeah, you know, we kind of looked at it, and there are a lot of people out there that that just don't know where to start. So I think that we want to figure out how to get people involved. June's a great month to come up. Kids are getting out of school. You know, we can have great packages. It's an opportunity time for us to bring people up there. Obviously, the fishing's great. We've been stocking for a couple of months by then. And we just want to start working with partners to get that to a point where we can do bring a friend program. So, you know, everybody in the audience here knows how to fish, but they have friends that don't and would like to figure out how can we incentivize folks that do fish to bring people into the sport. I come from the ski industry, and we have January is Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month, and there are a lot of incentives to get people that are intimidated by it because you don't know how do you get to the mountain? What do you need for equipment? Can you rent the stuff? Can you rent a helmet? Do you have to go buy this stuff? So I think it's the same thing when you're talking about almost any sport. And so we've dedicated June to being Learn to Fish Month. We're going to work with the Fly Fishing Federation. We're going to work with California Fish and Wildlife. And we're working with a lot of partners out there to get the word out. You know, we talked to Bart about really putting a big push behind it next year because we want to get people into the sport and, yeah. and get people up there when it's when the temperatures are good, when the fish are biting, and really get them excited about it.
And it sounds like your stocking program this year is just going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing with the stocking program, like I said, we're gonna beef it up to probably $100,000 over the course of the summer. But typically, you know, once we get past Labor Day, we back off on the stocking. And what I really want to do this year is ramp that up so that when we go through the fall. Fall's a beautiful time to be up there. Fall colors are absolutely phenomenal. And if we can get folks to come right up through November and do some fishing up in Mono County and Mammoth Lakes, you know, it's a great thing. And if you're pulling out big fish in late season and it's not just we're not just fishing off of what we stocked in there in September, we're still continuing to add it, I think that's going to help us quite a bit.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about Learn to Fish Month here on Let's Talk Hookup as the activities come together.
Absolutely.
Right now you're deep in snow, so we need to get all that together.
Well,
right?
And I apologize. I was actually just looking. The update is 56 inches so far out of the storm. So,
out of this storm?
Yeah.
So, just this part of the storm.
So my math's not that great, but I think that's 4.5 feet.
Yeah, that's a lot of snow.
So I might not be seeing my girlfriend when I get back.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if they're going to be leaving there.
They may be in the. They may be stuck there.
Yeah, right. Two more feet in the forecast for today, so yeah, they might be snowed in for a little while.
That's pretty cool.
But we want to talk about that in the summertime on Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Fred Hall shows are giving away $1,000 in tackle prizes to the largest fish caught on Saturday and Sunday of Father's Day weekend. You just catch a fish, bring it into Rick's sport shop there in town, have it weighed, and you're going to win that prize.
Yeah, that was a good one. We got a big fish out of that one last year. That was a great event, and thanks Bart for bringing that to us.
That's a good one. Hey, Cliff from Lakewood is here. Well covered in Let's Talk Hookup garb.
Yeah, you did it right.
You can get that deal, Cliff. Buy one, get one free by wearing that to the show.
Right on. I got this on your website. Good deal on that when you discount.
Yeah, those sweatshirts are awesome.
Yeah. Question for our to just tell that Bart, no, this is the best show I've ever seen yet. Everything's well organized in one area, all the boats in one area, instead of having tackle scattered throughout the area and clogging up when people walk through in the opening day. And I've got to thank Flo for those big numbers on the walkways. That was easy to find anything in the aisles. And I love that. It's so easy and really great. So this is one of your best shows I've ever been to.
Well, Progressive Insurance is our title sponsor now, and we want to thank them for all our help. And that's why you see those stickers on the floor.
Yeah, really great. That's hopefully cool. They come off easy too, huh?
That's a good one. All right, Cliff. Thanks a lot for joining us here at the Hyatt Regency, and we'll see you at the show.
All right. Next up, let's talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, good morning. A couple questions for Seth. I noticed on your lodge special in September, is that the last week of your season, or does it extend a little longer than that? And then my other question is, what's the feeling of the halibut stock? Is there any feeling or movement that the limits might be opened up in the near future or relaxed a little?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Our special is the first weekend in September, and we go about an additional week to week and a half after that. But that is right in the peak of the silver run. The silvers are very plentiful at that time and very big at that time. They grow as the summer goes on. So the same silvers that you might catch in July, you know, it might be 5 pounds by early September are going to be, you know, around 10, you know, 12. We even get some upper teen silvers at that time.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a great time to come up, you know, definitely, you know, jump on that if that works with your schedule and if you're thinking about coming up. That's a great time and get in on the deal. As far as the halibut, yeah, the stocks in our area in Southeast have been going up for the last couple of years, and we've gotten a little relief this year, not a lot, but it's an inch better on the lower end of the slot limit. So you can keep a little bit bigger halibut this year than what you could last year, and it's not a lot, but it's movement in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. 43?
Yeah, 43 inch on the lower end, which is about a 40 pound halibut.
Okay.
And and the halibut commission has you know, good things to say about their forecast for the halibut stocks in Southeast, so we're pretty optimistic about that.
Certainly the opportunity to catch a 100-pound halibut, even though you have to let it go, is better than ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, as you know, we have our program where we, you know, if somebody catches a 100-pound halibut, you know, estimated by the captain to be 100 pounds or better, and releases it, then you get a complimentary hat that's kind of a special hat, you know, the 100-pound, you know, catch-and-release club, as well as a gift certificate for $100 off a future trip.
Cool.
So, yeah, so it's a little acknowledgement, and I just noticed, you know, from being in the office most every afternoon that it's multiple every day. I mean, you know, some days it might be only be three or four come in, but some days it's like, you know, 10 or 15, you know. So, yeah, the 100-pound halibut are quite common, and yeah, you're going to let it go, but it's a blast to catch and get a little pat on the back and you know, something for your efforts, too.
And then there's guys like Gary White that if you do catch one, is it over 80 inches?
Right, yeah, the upper, kind of the trophy allowance. You know, there's not a lot of fish out there that are that size, but there are some. And, of course, Gary, you know, was the proud recipient of one of those last June.
What was it, 365?
That thing was a monster is what it was.
Yeah, was that the largest halibut of the year?
Yeah, it was. And, of course, you know, the charts normally are quite generous. You know, I'm sure on the chart, you know, that fish was, you know, estimated probably over 400 pounds, I'm sure.
Yeah, the chart showed it to be 430.
Right. But the scale usually is a little bit more realistic. But 360 is a monster.
Yeah. That's a big halibut.
That was one of the, I think, probably one of the 10 or 12 largest halibut ever out of Kingfisher that was actually hung on a scale and weighed.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
That was a cool fish.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Tom Gruber is here. Tom has been helping out, I know, in the Rancho Leonero booth, and I know John very appreciative of that.
Putting some time in, Tom.
Thanks, Pete. My question's for Steph. I know when I go down, down the Baja, my flip-flop shorts, T-shirt, what do I have to bring? Do I have to have my extra tough boots, slicker, or is that stuff available?
We do have some people that, you know, show up in their shorts and flip-flops, you know, and if you get lucky and hit the right weather, that can work out well for you. But in general, the temps up there are more like, you know, in the 50 to 60 degree range, you know, most days. You know, 70 is a really warm day for us in the summer, and we do provide the boots and the rain gear. And so, you know, just pack light, you know, bring your basic clothes, you know, jeans, a jacket, so because you're going to be checking.
Some layers, maybe?
Yeah, some layers, yeah, and we'll provide the rain gear and boots so you're not packing a bunch of extra stuff, and that way when you're going home with your boxes of frozen fish fillets, you can use your baggage, you know, towards your boxes to check in rather than, you know, worrying about checking in, you know, gear, you know, stuff like that. Bring a carry-on for your clothing.
It's fairly easy to figure if Pete's going, you need boots, parkas, giant gloves,
multiple layers.
And if he's not going, a pair of flip-flops and board shorts is really all you need.
That's pretty much what it is.
Very easy to figure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course, last year I didn't go, and it was 70 degrees and crystal clear sunshine. Right?
Every picture that I took with Gary when we were posing with his giant fish was literally in t-shirts and shorts and flip-flops and the whole nine. But yeah, if Pete's going, you better bundle up.
Yeah, I'm going this year. So if you're going with me, bundle up.
It's going to be cold.
Thank you very much.
See you, Tom.
Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt. Janice from San Clemente is here at the Fred Hall Show. Janice, thanks for coming down to our live broadcast here, and lots going on.
Hi, Janice.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question is for Seth. What's the best time to come up to catch king salmon, coho, or silver that you could get multiple species of salmon in Alaska?
Yeah, great. Thanks. The time when Pete and Rick come up is the peak for the king salmon. They come in middle to third week of June, and sometimes you guys get into some silvers. It depends on the year. You know, you wouldn't want to count on catching the silvers in June, but some years it can be pretty good. Guaranteed, it's going to be really good on kings at that time. If you really want the combo, I would probably look more to, you know, mid to late summer. And I know you know, way back in the day that you guys came up, I think, you know, maybe late August, when the silvers are peak, and we still get some kings even
big
then.
Big kings.
Yeah. If you do get into the kings late, they tend to be, you know, really nice size. So I'd say if you're really wanting to get both, I'd look to, you know, kind of early July on, and even as late as end of August, early September.
Yeah, I remember coming mid-August one year, and we were catching consistently 40-pound kings.
Wow.
Lots and lots of silvers, and, of course, halibut, ling cod, rockfish, abundant.
Yeah, the ocean's just so full of life up there in the summer that you just, you know, any time between mid-May and mid-September, you really can't miss, you know, and I know that sounds you know, hard to believe, you know, because it's fishing, but really, I mean, you just don't have a slow trip up there. It's just it's going good, you know, the whole summer. Lots of life, lots of salmon, halibut, everything.
It's pretty amazing, no doubt about it. Rick, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packing up. And again, if you want to get through, there is an opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090. Or you can reach us toll free. That toll free number, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to TJ. Calls from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, TJ. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just want to give a shout-out to Rick and Pat at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. I went in there yesterday morning, and Pat hooked me up with some 80-pound braid from my new level line. And he didn't just send me on my way. You know, he talked to me about how the line behaves and how the jigs work down deep, and really knowledgeable guy, and he was really, really helpful. And I just want to say thanks to him. And appreciate
the skeleton crew down left over down in San Diego at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
Well, I gotta back you up on that, and that's awesome, and thank you so much for the compliment. And Pat is a very valuable guy, and that poor guy is literally, we're all up here. I mean, everybody. So there are two people that are running the, you know, day shift and night shift, and we've got boats going at night, and so Pat's had very little help at the shop. You know, it's one guy opens in the morning, and then after his 8 or 9 hours, one guy does another shift of that long. So he's been working his butt off, and we're very fortunate to have him. And those are very kind words, man. I'm glad you got helped out, TJ.
No worries. He was a super dude. And second thing is, I did get to see your rig when I was at the tackle days, and I turned the same color as the Tatey number 7 green because, man, I was some boat. And I wish you luck.
Thank
with
you
that.
Very much. Thanks, buddy. We're really excited. It's been a fun process getting it all together. We're really jazzed.
Hey, see you, Delmar.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup live from the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Fast Lane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show is the place to be for Hobie Kayaks. This is the spot to check out all the latest kayaks from Hobie, and even better, talk to the guys at Fast Lane that know the product inside and out. When you buy from Fast Lane, you become a Fast Lane Hobie team member and join those in the know when it comes to kayak fishing. They would love to earn your business with their service and expertise. You've waited for the right time to buy that Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, so it's coming to the Del Mar Show March 17th to 20th at the Fast Lane booth. Check fastlanekayaks.com.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers, up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at royalstarsportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we're giving away so many prizes. Dave and the guys are still giving away here at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach, our live broadcast. Coming down to the final minutes here of our live broadcast. Having a great lineup here at the show. And Debbie is here from Long Beach. Debbie, step up to the mic and ask your question. Great panel of discussion here. Oh, look, you won a prize.
I did. A Shimano shirt.
Right,
good morning.
Yeah,
good morning. My son, CV, is an avid fisherman. You guys know CV very well. He's actually out on the water before he goes and works at the Cousins Tackle Booth this year.
Very good.
And my biggest problem is he's graduating senior and we're going on a fishing trip. However, Mom doesn't fish as much as he does, and he talks about Cedros, and he talks about Hotel Buena Vista. I want to know where is the best place to go that he can not only fish, but I can also enjoy myself.
Wow.
Good question.
Boy, that's a good one. So I would say we have certainly two places here. Mammoth Lakes would be one, right, John?
Absolutely.
We want to go down to Mexico.
Okay.
We're a little north of Mexico.
Okay, a little north of Mexico. But Mammoth Lakes would be something that you could fish and enjoy. Also, Kingfisher Charters, Seth, there's other things other than fishing in Sitka, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great place to visit, but probably a little far north for what your son is looking for.
Bart, there are so many places here at the show.
Yeah.
You have any ideas?
Any of the Van Wormer resorts, any place down there would work for you. I'm very fond of Rancho Leonero. My wife doesn't fish much. When we started going to Rancho Leonero, it was an all-guys trip. And then the wife started coming, thank God, because they tend to civilize us a bit. And I don't think I would have made it to now if they didn't start coming. But now it's a family trip. My grandkids come. My children come, and you get a massage if you don't want to go out and go fishing, you know. And every night you sit by the Sea of Cortez outdoors and watch the sunset. It's really beautiful. But you can't go wrong with any of those resorts on the East Cape. They're all good.
I'll check out Rancho Leonardo. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Debbie, thanks for coming down here. Appreciate that very much. Enjoy the show today. Matt from Foothill Ranch is next up. Thanks for coming down, Matt. Appreciate that.
What's up, Matt? Hey, how you doing? Just a quick question for, I think it's Tim. So I've been hog hunting quite a few times down in Florida with my brother. He has dogs. However, the process after we get one of hauling it out or packaging or cutting it up isn't so enjoyable. So what's kind of the process once you're there on a hunt and how you handle the meat, or if you want to take it with you, or how does that work?
Basically, what we do is after you harvest your pig, we'll do all the field dressing and skinning for you. We even have an option there if you want us to deliver it for you to your local butcher. We can go ahead and do that. What most hunters from Southern California that have come up and hunted with us in Northern have done is they just bring a cooler up, grab some ice in town, bring it home to your local butcher. I mean, we'll get it completely field dressed, skinned. The only thing you'll have to do is just drop it off at the butcher close to home. So.
Nice. Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. That sounds easy.
Yeah, all right. I can handle that.
Sounds really easy. And what do you do with pig? I mean, do you eat it just like a regular pork chop or something like that?
Exactly. You know, we get some clients that, you know, if they get a big boar or something, they'll get everything made into sausage. It kind of just depends on what you like.
Uh-huh.
You know, the wild pork is very popular. It's got more flavor. You know, we've got one client that hunts with us every year before the holidays, and what he does is he always gets ham smoked, you know, so we can have one for Thanksgiving, one for Christmas.
Nice.
And, you know, it basically just goes back into what you want, you know.
Super lean?
It's very lean. The only thing you're not going to get on a wild pig is bacon. They've kind of got a big front end and a little rear end, and they're built like a tank, you know. So they really have kind of evolved into a different critter. They look nothing like a domestic pig. They're built differently, and they're running those hills all the time, so they stay lean.
Is it quite an adventure going out there? I mean, are you doing a lot of hiking? Are you seeing a lot of sights?
Yep, we kind of mix it up depending on the hunter. So we get some hunters that can't do as much. And we've got the four-seat Honda Pioneers. We'll use that more and kind of hunt from point A to point B and sit and do a lot of glassing. We get other guys that tell us they want to go into the biggest, deepest, darkest hole on the ranch, and then we'll dive in there and go after it.
Wow. Very good. All right. Well, let's go grab Don from Woodland Hills. Don, you're next up. Don around? Still around?
Hey, Don.
Here? There's Don right there. Thanks for coming down to the Fred Hall Show today, Don.
Thanks for having me. To all the panel, you have some great opportunities here at the show. So Mammoth Lake's one of my favorite places to go. Seth, my question is really for you. I'd like to get up to Alaska. I'd like to bring the wife and some other friends. So my question is, besides fishing, what are some of the other things that we can do if we stay an extra day or two?
Yeah, that's actually a really popular thing. A lot of people do that, maybe come in a day or two early before their trip with us starts, or maybe at the back end, and either way is fine. We'll coordinate everything with you so it's seamless. But yeah, there's a lot to do there. There's a lot of trails, miles and miles of beautiful hiking trails. You know, sea kayaking is popular there. There's various tours. You know, you can take a float plane, be dropped off in a remote lake, or just do a flight seeing around the mountains. It's gorgeous.
A lot of wildlife, whales, eagles.
Yeah, there's a ton of wildlife, and you know, there's wildlife tours available on boats. But I'd say just, you know, kind of figure you're going to see a lot of wildlife when you're on the boats with us when we're fishing, because you're going to see, you know, humpback whales almost every day. You're going to see, you know, sea lions, sea otters, eagles, all sorts of other seabirds. There's a lot of life.
And sometimes you take that inside passage to get around to some of the spots, and you see these beautiful islands and just amazing sights.
Yeah, some deer on the beach, black-tailed deer, you know, a few brown bear on the beach if you're watching as you go by some of those areas. And, yeah, it's a lot to do aside from the fishing, but we're kind of partial to the fishing, of course.
Bring your binoculars.
You become so numb to bald eagles. Like, as soon as you get there, you see, oh, it's the coolest thing, look at that. And, oh, my gosh, there's another one. And by the end of the trip, there they go. You know, they're everywhere. I mean, you can't turn around.
The accommodations at Kingfisher, there's eagles that land literally right in front of you. Right?
The big dead cedar snag above the hot tub there, you know, in front of the office is a popular perch for an eagle or two, you know, and he's always, you know, hoping to get a scrap or whatever he can get. But good, makes for good photo opportunities, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Ken, sitting right up here from Long Beach. Thanks for coming down, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
Morning, everybody. I have a comment and a question. So that's I'm looking forward to my trip coming up in June. This is going to be my 10th year. I can't believe it's 10 years going up to Kingfisher. It's always good to go up there and see everybody. I thought maybe you'd share with the listeners maybe some of the history of Kingfisher as far as when you started, how many rooms you had, how many boats as compared to what you got today.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. When I started, I was a pretty young guy. Had just, you know, kind of finishing college and a commercial fishing deckhand and bought a Bayliner trophy. That was an adequate charter boat back then, I guess, to start out with.
Wow.
Taking people off the cruise ships mostly for the first year or two. And then my brother got into the business shortly after, and we got into the Parkers. And then after a few years of that, started the lodge, you know, one building, and then sort of added on to it over the, you know, next, you know, 10 to 12 years from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. And since then, we've been the same size ever since, you know, where we have about 60 guests at a time, you know, the five main buildings there at the lodge. And, yeah, I appreciate that. It's been wonderful. I've been really blessed and lucky to be doing what I'm doing where we do it at.
You guys seem to have the perfect gig right now, like perfect amount of space. It's very comfortable. I mean, I'm sure it's crazy behind the scenes, but like being there, you never notice it. You know, I mean, everything is just so smooth.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, we think, you know, about, you know, expanding sometimes and bat it around in the office because, you know, there's more people want to come up and do it than we can really handle in any given season. But like you say, it just works so well right now with, you know, the dining room and the fish processing and the amount of people and just everything that we just really don't want to change it. You know, it just works.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it keeps us busy and everybody's, you know, it's just working for the captains, working for everybody. So, yeah, I think we're just going to kind of stay where we're at as far as size.
Everything about it is just so well done. And the formula that you have is good. You know, Marty used to always say, our friend Marty Milner used to always say, there's so many places in Alaska that it's not what the brochure promises. And Kingfisher is one of those places that it's what the brochure promises. You always deliver that kind of service. So keep it up.
Yeah,
consistency.
Thanks a lot.
It's very well done. Hey, I have a question for James and John from Inland Boat Center about boat financing. You know, as we know, it's a good time to buy a house and a good time to buy a boat because financing's pretty reasonable right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Banks have really stepped up. We see low rates and extremely long length of term, so a person can get a very affordable payment.
Yeah.
Makes boating very, very affordable.
That's one of the things that I wanted to point out is that you can get a 20-year term, is that right,
yeah,
on a boat?
Yes. Yeah. In some cases, I mean, obviously, it's tiered by dollar amount.
Sure.
So a smaller boat, you don't need a 20-year loan on, but
yeah,
but it's doable, and it does. It makes it a very, very affordable option.
Well, let's say you wanted one of those 22-foot Defiance. I mean, what are you looking at for a payment? Let's say you have good credit. You've always wanted to have a boat. What are you looking at to pay per month on a boat like that?
I would think a boat like that, in most circumstances, probably somewhere around the $500 mark.
Wow.
That's okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about the cost on a sport boat, you know, for a couple to go out. I mean, for one trip, you can be paying for your own boat
and you could
go multiple times
year round. Yeah. Here in Southern California.
You bet.
We live in,
yeah,
in the pond. Yeah.
Wonderful fishing situation down here.
Yeah, it truly is. So you'll go over those options with the incentives that you have too if they come by the show today.
Absolutely. We'd love to see them come in. We'd love to show off the Defiance line. We're very proud of it. Also our Remas and our AnglerQuest. So
okay,
we have a lot of options and love to talk to the people and help them get on the right track.
Where are you in the show today?
Yeah.
We are, we're
Bartles,
kind of behind Turner's.
There are two entrances to the show. There's the traditional entrance through the sports arena, and then there's the Pine Street entrance. Inland is very near the Pine Street entrance, so that's where you see the escalators going up. The upstairs seminar room is up there. If you look at the map, you'll see it. They are the largest boat dealer in the exhibit hall.
In the main exhibit hall.
In the main exhibit
hall.
So
I'm kind of on the north end.
Yeah, it is actually, nice try.
Okay.
It's actually the southwest end, but you don't want to think
like
that.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
You get turned around in that building.
Yeah.
But when you look for those escalators, and they're just to the right of that. If you're coming in from the sports arena, you get in that building, you look up and see the upstairs rooms, and they're just to the right of that over there.
All right.
Thanks,
let's try and
Bart.
Sneak in another phone call. Right?
You got it, man. How about we talk to Bob, who's calling us from Santee. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Hi, Bob.
Great show on Wednesday. Yeah, can you hear me?
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, great show on Wednesday. I unfortunately had a little bit of a conundrum there with two of the seminars I wanted to see at the same time. So my question for Bart is there a seminar lit up for Del Mar yet?
He was curious if there's a seminar list for Del Mar.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've just been a little busy. But the we have actually sent those to Pat McDonald. He had them Thursday. So the Western Outdoor News edition will be coming out next week, I think. And the seminars will be in that. But as soon as Long Beach is over, the Del Mar seminars will go up on the website.
Okay, cool. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who in our audience is getting a brand new pair of Maui Jims. We're giving away tickets to the Del Mar Show. Lots of great stuff enough when we come back. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fisherman'slanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130 or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the two tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar going to Michael in Vista. Michael, congratulations. And then Maui Jim winners.
Wow, Jose Verde. Joe Green from San Pedro is here, and I'm going to need your zip code too, Joe, so when you get a chance. And thank you all for coming. Bart Hall, great show.
Awesome, Bart.
Sure appreciate everything that is happening here this week. Show opens at 10 a.m., goes right through to 7 p.m. tonight.
10 to 7. 10 seminar venues today. The Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Dodge Ultimate Air Dogs, casting in the city for kids, kayak, Hobie kayak testing in the lagoon, Shimano casting in the lagoon, Avet casting in the lagoon, air guns, archery, more and more.
Yeah, lots of stuff. The sun is shining here in Long Beach.
Nice.
Come on down. Yeah. It's not a good day to be on the water, so come down.
Yeah, the golf course is wet, so leave that alone. Just come on down.
Long Beach Convention Center is a place to be this morning and all day long today. Yeah. That's going on right till 7 o'clock tonight. And, John, the snow is falling in Mammoth.
It's still coming down hard.
Yeah, and, of course, watch for you can still trout fish and ski and snowboard right now. But watch for a lot of stuff happening for a big opening weekend in April, right?
Absolutely, April 30th, so we're ready to rock.
We'll be talking a lot about what's going to be happening there in Mammoth Lakes, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
me. Awesome, John.
Seth, always looking forward to coming up to Kingfisher Charters. Once again, this is our 20th year or 21st year? I lose track.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And somebody wants to come up to Kingfisher Charters. How do we do that?
KingfisherCharters.com. There's a link right on the Let's Talk Hookup website, or 800-727-6136.
Yeah, I should mention visitmammoth.com, right, John?
Absolutely.
That's the website.
You'll find everything. Actually, it'll be a brand new website on April 1st, so get in there and check it out.
Cool. Wow. Okay, Tim, how do we go hunting with you? I want to do that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, you can give us a call at 707-888-2859, or you can go online to the website at lockwoodhuntingservices.com.
All right, very good. And James and John, Inland Boat Center, you're going to be, of course, here at the show and in Del Mar in addition, too, with all those great boats.
We're finishing up the show here today, so if you haven't visited the booth, please come by. We will be down in Del Mar for the show as well. And we are open 7 days a week at the facility in Paris. We've got a 12-acre parcel, 3 acres under a roof, with nearly 250 boats in stock at this point. So you can shop in the warehouse, look at all the boats, stay out of the elements, and enjoy.
Just call it Inland Boat Center Superstore. It's unbelievable. Yeah, indeed. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks to everybody for coming down to the Hyatt this morning. Sure appreciate you joining us. Thanks to Gary and Roger and Bob and Dave and the Cowboy for helping out in the booth here. And don't forget, we're going to be, you wear a Let's Talk Hookup hat or t-shirt to our booth. Buy one, get one free. Great deal. Thanks to James here, our remote engineer, did a fantastic job. And of course, as always, Adam in the studio there in the Mighty 1090. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks will be in the studio talking kayaks and, of course, the Del Mar Show. And then next Sunday from the Mighty 1090 Studios, Bart and Mike from the Fred Hall Shows will be in the studio with lots to talk about that Del Mar San Diego show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.